You're listening to the audio production of The End of the Age. The Countdown Has Begun by John Hagee, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Henry O. Arnold. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
Lovingly dedicated to the Hagee Ministry Legacy Partners, who make it possible for me to preach the gospel of hope, love, and peace to America and the nations of the world. Chapter 1, 1150 p.m., The End of the Age. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. The common proverb, "everything comes to an end," assumes that what has a beginning must logically have a conclusion. From the earliest recorded time, man has intuitively believed that the world will end. The Assyrians foretold the end of the world in 2800 BCE. French physician Nostradamus predicted a coming doomsday in his book, Prophecies, published in 1555. The belief that the world would be destroyed by flood or fire has been found among the writings of the ancient Persians, the natives of the Pacific Islands, and past Nordic cultures. Even the Hopi Indians of the Americas prophesied that ashes would fall from the sky at the world's death. Modern man is not immune from speculating about the end of the world. Movies like Independence Day, Outbreak, Deep Impact, and War of the Worlds entertain us with roller coaster thrills and impressive computer graphics, all the while forcing us to think of the end of days. I ask you, if you knew sudden destruction would fall upon the earth in the next 24 hours, how would you spend your last moments? The characters in Independence Day fought fire with fire. They blasted the threatening aliens out of the sky. The lethal virus in Outbreak was countered with a vaccine, and the people threatened by the asteroid in Deep Impact succeeded in shattering the huge stone with a nuclear device. Sure, people died, but the world was saved. In the 2005 remake of the classic 1953 War of the Worlds, Martians succumbed to Earth's bacteria, for which humans have built an immunity. What else would you expect from Hollywood? Lots of drama, piles of dead bodies, but ultimate...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?